toll free, 800-259-9231. As we launch into hour number three of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we go back to your phone calls, Kelly is still on the line with us here. And this is the show about your calls. Kelly, you're in New Hampshire, and you're a homeschooler in that you homeschool children. How many do you have?
I have three.
Okay, and have you been homeschooling them throughout all three of their existence, or did they go to government school at one point and you pulled them out? What's your story there?
They never went to government school, but they've been to two different private schools, and we've been homeschooling for the last 3 years, and we homeschooled one other year a few years ago.
What made you decide to move away from the private schools and into the realm of homeschooling?
Because the school that we had sent them to was a great school, but I had always planned to homeschool them, and I really only put them in the private school because I sort of panicked at the beginning when they were younger, and, oh, no, I'm not going to be able to handle this.
Mm.
And then I put them in private school, and I realized, you know, the time that I absolutely wanted to homeschool them was through their middle school years, and that's what ages they are now. So I just think those are really formative years, and I think they're better spent with family and selective social, you know, homeschool groups and not at schools just bullies and things like that that I didn't want them to have to deal with.
Some of the
you can beat them up and cuss at them at home if you want.
Yeah. Exactly.
Common objections to homeschooling. Let me run a couple by you and see how you would handle them. Someone might say, well, Kelly, you know, you're not a trained teacher, are you? How can you possibly educate your kids as effectively as a college-educated teacher?
Well, you know, I've been teaching them many things since they were very young. You know, everyday things. I teach them how to, you know, brush their teeth. I help them learn how to walk. I help them learn how to read, you know. So I don't see why you would need a teaching degree to continue to help them learn on their own and just assist them. You know, I'm sort of secondary to them. I mean, they teach themselves more than I probably teach them.
I love that concept. And having been government educated my entire life, I only know what it's like as an adult pursuing the things that I'm interested in. And it's so much more fun and so much more engrossing when you actually are interested in the things
who's learning. Who's going to teach you after you graduate high school or college or wherever it is that you're paying somebody to teach you? Who's going to teach you after that? You are.
Oh,
so you might as well, you know.
Learn it early.
Yeah, learn it early.
Right. So that's the approach you're taking where, and this is what I understand a lot of homeschoolers do, where you teach them the basics, the very basics of reading,
writing.
Give
them the tools to learn.
Right. Mm-hmm. So maybe a little bit of math, and then you send them loose. And, of course, in this world with the Internet, they can learn far more than they possibly ever could in the past. And then they create their own curriculum, and it works, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it sticks, you know, because when they learn for themselves, I mean, think about everybody that can think about what they've learned most. Where did they learn most? The things that they learned most and remember the most are things they taught themselves, things that they got inspired and went out and learned on their own.
So what is it that the regulations are like here in New Hampshire? You said they're they're moderate. There's you know, I guess it's kind of mid-range as far as the level of intrusiveness. What kind of things do you have to do? What hoops do you have to jump through in order to homeschool your kids in New Hampshire?
Well, yeah, actually, like the HSLDA, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, breaks it up into four categories. They have states requiring no notice, states with low regulation, states with moderate regulation, and then states with high regulation. And New Hampshire is a moderate regulation state. Mm. And with this pending SB 337, you know, this bill that might go through, that's going to put us into the high regulation area again.
Oh,
if that goes through. But basically what we have to do right now is we have to notify the state at the beginning of the year through a participating agent, which could be either a private school teacher, if you choose, or principal,
mm-hmm.
or your district, the superintendent of your district, you know, and like mine would be in Dover. And then once you notify them at the beginning of the year, then at the end of the year, you have to keep a portfolio throughout the year. And at the end of the year, you have that portfolio evaluated by an education professional, you know, like a certified teacher. and then you have to submit that evaluation to the state. Or you can have standardized testing done and submit those test results to the state. Or I believe you can also just have the child evaluated by a certified teacher.
Oh, gosh. What do you choose for your kids of those awful options?
We always do a portfolio evaluation.
So in the portfolio, you put in what? Some of the projects that they've done? Or what is actually in that portfolio?
Yeah, it's projects they've done. You have to show, what you have to do is you have to show progress throughout the year in, you know, the basic subjects. And so you usually have stuff from the beginning of the year and then stuff from the end of the year so that the person evaluating can say, oh, okay, this looks better than the beginning of the year.
So you actually have to go, do you submit it to them or do you have to actually go to a meeting with these bureaucrats?
Well, you can, it doesn't have to be, the certified teacher doesn't have to be a state, I mean, doesn't to work for the public school system. You can choose to use somebody from the public school system, but you don't have to. They're certified teachers, some people that are retired, but they keep their certification, and then
are there some people kind of that have certification that you know the right people, you can just get them to sign off on you without really having to submit anything to them?
Not exactly, but
no.
There are certainly some that are more unschool friendly and others that are very rigid and very has to be school at home, have to show a ton of things.
What are the punishments for not doing it? What if I said, yeah, I'm going to homeschool my kid and I'm not going to participate in any of the little fun regulatory crap you've got going
on. However many hours you spend filling out these paperwork.
Just not going to do that this year.
I'd say if you don't submit at all, you know, and you don't ever notify the state that you exist or, you know, that your kids exist in the system, you know, they would just assume that your kids are going to private school. So that probably wouldn't come up as a major issue. In fact, I didn't submit curriculum. I didn't submit to the state when I first started homeschooling them this last time, but then I chose to for some reason.
They would have no way of getting wind of your kids if you didn't comply.
Right. But, you know, but then once you do, you're really stuck.
You're right. Once your name's in the computer, it's over.
So what is it? Is it a misdemeanor? If you were to stop now, Kelly, if you were to say, all right, I've had it with this obedience, I'm just going to go ahead and homeschool my kids, and I'm not going to ask your permission anymore. What would you be facing? Do you even know?
I don't know specifically, but I'm sure that Dover would contact me and say, hey, we didn't get your letter. Where are your kids this year? You know, are you still living there? And that's what I believe would be the first step. I have a friend who actually also lives in Dover, and she homeschools, and she submitted her evaluation at the end of the year 2 days late, and this year she's on probation.
How did that happen? Did they send cops to her house?
Nope, they sent her a letter and said you're officially on probation. So, she's like, I don't even know exactly what that means. It just means she better submit the paperwork in at the proper time this year,
or her
kids might be forced to go back to public school.
How awful!
You know, I just wonder what it would be like, and I know that probably most people aren't going to do this, but I like throwing the idea out there. And since you are a New Hampshire-based homeschooler, I figure I'll throw it by you. The idea is that these state government people are, as you mentioned, they're trying to re-regulate homeschooling to make it more difficult for people like you to homeschool. And presuming they are successful at this, I just feel so sad by all these homeschoolers that turned out in mass at the state house to beg to have the state not regulate them any further. If they pass this legislation, all of them, for the most part, are going to continue being obedient. They're going to jump through whatever extra hoops are put up for them. And before you know it, we're going to go down the same road they went down in California, where the California Supreme Court the district court has said.
Circuit court.
The circuit court has said that, that homeschooling isn't even a right anymore, and that eventually you're going to see these homeschoolers forced to send their kids to government school. What I want to know is, when are homeschoolers going to decide that enough is enough and they're no longer going to comply with these bureaucrats?
I hope it's soon.
Well, Maybe Kelly. You could be the first one, Kelly. And, hey, check out our Shrine of Female Listeners while you're at it. Go to freetalklive.com. We'd love to have you submit your picture for that. We appreciate your call tonight and all your inside info on the homeschooling movement. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, Amazon.freetalklive.com. That's Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system. You can get interactive with over 2,000 of our listeners. There are over 340,000 posts for you to surf around through. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com. and get interactive for free. It'll cost you nothing but your time. And boy, it can suck away a lot of time, let me tell you. bbs.freetalklive.com. You want to move to New Hampshire, but don't know where you're going to live? Porkmanor.com. That's P-O-R-C. Porkmanor.com is a new site that connects freedom-loving landlords with freedom-loving renters. Landlords can easily manage the display of their rentals, including uploading photos and showing videos, and renters can find a place where they'll be living with libertarians and even anarchists. It's simple, efficient, cheap, and effective.
It is
Porkmanor.com.
You wouldn't believe how cheap it is to list your apartment for rent on here. And obviously it's free to go look.
Hey, that's cool, man. I didn't know
they
were...
$3 a quarter.
Really? That's it? That's nothing.
It is. And even if you have a room, you know, you're a libertarian who wants to share a room,
you can list.
Yeah, you can list just like that.
I think that's, I mean, it's well worth it. Even if you're just somebody sitting, like you're saying, in an apartment. I know there's somebody here in Keene that they had a room come open and they started advertising it over at nhfree.com. But Porkmanor.com makes more sense because there's more people going there looking for rooms.
Yeah.
And to spend $3 a quarter, so that's $1 a month. So to spend $1 a month to have a higher quality renter,
you know,
because it seems to me that the people that are going to be coming through Porkmanor.com, the people that are liberty-minded activists moving in, are generally going to be a more trustworthy, high-quality renter than just random folks from a classified ad. That's not to say you shouldn't check somebody out if you're a landlord. That's not to say you should just give them a pass. But it just seems to me that you're going to get a cut above the usual tenant quality if you're actually specifically looking for liberty-minded people.
And, you know, I think that a lot of people really like the idea that there are several sort of libertarian rooming houses, for lack of a better term here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, large houses where you rent a room, and it's cool, the idea of living, you know, like that. I would like it.
Absolutely. 1-800-259-9231. If you were not in your current position, if you were a young man, for instance, coming up here all alone, would be very cool to live close by to other Free State Project members.
What I understand, ladies live in these houses, too.
Oh, my goodness, that's even better. All right, so Porkmanor.com for more of that. 800-259-9231. We go to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula. Paula? Going once, fall is gone. Let's go to Joshua in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Ian.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Actually, I want to talk quickly about the FLDS people.
Okay, the fundamentalist Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints people. Yes.
That's correct. Now, my question is now, they took the 416 kids, they rounded them up into the, the stadium?
Yes, a Coliseum.
Whatever they were calling it. Yeah, right. The Coliseum. Now, even though the FLDS people didn't really put up too much of a fight when they raided their compound, and if they are kind of complying with the government trying to get their children back,
mm-hmm.
and now even though I don't, you know, sponsor any type of violence at all, I wonder, since we do know they are armed, they did have their own, you know, defense set up to defend their compound, is I wonder what happens when the government tells them, you know what, you're not getting your kids back. I wonder what happens if these people have the right to take their kids back.
Well, I think they've got the right. I don't think they'll be successful.
Well, I mean, they would be vilified, you know.
How would they? I mean, at this point, they've already begun the process. Well, the government people have already begun the process of moving the kids out of the Coliseum and into other places. I saw a story on Drudge that I didn't get a chance to really dig into, where the judge has now okayed Child Protective Services shoving these kids into foster families. So at this point, what you're dealing with is these kids that don't know a phone number to call home or anything like that.
Home may not even have a phone number.
Right. They're going to be put into foster homes. They're going to be living in places they're completely unfamiliar with. And so, you know, within a matter of weeks, these kids are going to be distributed out, and the parents won't have any way of tracking them down. So they better move now if they're going to do something.
I don't think they are.
Well, I figured, you know, they lose either way, but if they believe that, you know, this is their end of days, then I figure, well, they have to lose.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Yeah, if this is it, if this is the Holocaust, if this is
and that's the sort of situation that the government runs people to. This could only happen, you know, with the government out there using force and screwing things up, being inefficient and forceful.
No doubt about it. Joshua, any other thoughts?
Oh, that's it. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you for the call, 800-259-9231. sort of going back to the topic of homeschooling briefly and the concept of obedience. And it's just so sad to watch these homeschoolers begging the government for just a little, just a tad bit of more freedom, just begging for it, or to beg or begging to not have them take away just a tiny iota of freedom. It's just so sad to see them, because they don't want to jump through the hoops, but they're going to. If the government says, well, we put up five new hoops for you to jump through, they'll jump right through it, because they don't want their kids going to the government schools, and they don't want to go to jail. So they jump through the hoops. And I think that if they were to stop jumping as a group, if at least even a percentage of the group stopped jumping and publicized that fact, then maybe they would leave them alone like they left us alone with a gambling event. We publicized a public gambling event over the weekend here in Keene, New Hampshire. The cops knew we were doing it. They stood by and, you know, they must have seen it happening. They knew we were going to be out there, and they didn't do anything about it. So maybe the same thing would happen to the homeschoolers, but again, that would require some level of courage, some level of gumption, some willingness to put it on the line.
And what you're talking about there is people's most valuable asset, their
right.
children.
The people
so
are
the concern would be that Child Protective Services would come in and mm-hmm. Protect the children by taking them the hell away from their loving parents.
It's a legitimate concern, which is why it's like business owners. You know, business owners and parents are two of the least likely groups to really run out in front of this Liberty Parade.
Unfortunately, that's so.
It is so unfortunate, because they would all, both of those groups would be incredibly powerful if they were to actually stand on principle and refuse to obey the state. Business owners have some assets at their disposal. They have a customer base that's influential, and these parents have the perspective to say, these are our kids. We'll raise them how we want to. Who the hell are you, bureaucrats? Who do you think you are? They could take that position to be very strong, I would think, if they did it. And I'd like to encourage them to look at others like Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. In fact, Kelly, who called earlier, I believe, is part of RidleyReport.com. Her and her homeschooled youngins have been making some puppets for Dave Ridley because he was going to do a puppet civil disobedience. Apparently, here in New Hampshire, if you perform a puppet show in public for money and you don't have a permit, that's like a misdemeanor
it's
or something
bad.
Like that. Yeah, so he was going to do that in front of the state house tomorrow, but I guess he came down with the flu or something like that, so he's called it off for now. He's going to postpone it. But she and her homeschool kids are making puppets for Dave, which is pretty cool. But the reason I bring up Dave is because on one of his recent videos during the 15th, around tax day, he talked about how since 2006 he has no longer been filing taxes, and he's been influenced by people like Russell Canning and myself. He mentioned my name. So the more people that we can get on board the train of refusal, if you will, the more people will be encouraged to come on board. So join Dave Ridley, join Free Talk Live in refusing to obey. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Greetings, my name is Dr. Buell von Schott with the White Paper Chronicles from the main polluted stream media. I'm here to expose a fraud and an all-around un-American stinker. His name is Steve Schenck. His radio show called Fearless Radio. He says solution to all the craziness in America is just get independent and healthy. So you can be fearless of all of the scary stuff you're not supposed to know about. Stay away from this stinker on website efoodsdirect.com. I warn you, don't do efoodsdirect.com. Don't dial 800-605-5868 for this dangerous program. 800-605-5868. You've heard what happens to a brain on drugs. Can you imagine what happens to a brain that has been shanked?
This is Steve. We take your independence very seriously. Come and find me on Fearless Radio. Call 800-605-5868 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up anything. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. They include live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those on us.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents. They do patents, wills, living trusts, trademarks, LLCs. You can use code FTL, and it'll save you $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I had a bit of audio that I wanted to play. Since we're talking about being obedient and government force, and we mentioned taxes a moment ago, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com coming out of the closet and announcing on a recent Ridley report that he is no longer paying federal taxes, and he talks about his reasons for no longer participating, but he is withdrawn from the system. Absolutely. I will give him a round of applause. But I wanted to play a bit of audio here that I came across from, apparently the website is freeliberal.com. The man doing the interview is Jen, I believe it's called, his last name is pronounced Helfield or Helfeld. And from what I understand, Jan is a Free State Project member. I've not spoken with him personally, but a quick Google search does reveal that he wrote a few articles about the Free State Project a few years back. He hasn't written anything since, so I don't think he's canceled his membership, but just presuming he's continuing to be a member of the Free State Project. He actually got to interview a U.S. senator, Senator Harry Reid from Nevada. Apparently, he's the one of those leaders in the House.
I've heard
House,
his name.
House Majority.
I try to ignore
whatever.
Them. They're such, you know, bad people.
Right. Normally, I wouldn't bother with politicians. You know, we don't normally talk about politicians on this show. Mm-hmm. And I don't really care who the politician was. Any politician could have answered these questions in this way. But he was asking this particular politician about the involuntary nature of taxes as to whether or not taxes are indeed voluntary. And I think you're going to find the bureaucrats' answers, if you could even call them that, somewhat illuminating, maybe angering. At the very least, it should be somewhat entertaining. So let's go with this here. It's from freeliberal.com.
If the government is in the business of forcefully taking money from some people in order to provide welfare benefits to others, how will the people whose money is being taken feel about the government?
Well, I don't accept your phraseology. I don't think we force people.
Taxation is not forceful?
Well, no.
It's voluntary?
In fact, quite to the contrary. Our system of government is a voluntary tax system.
Oh,
huh, and you think, how's he going to explain this one away?
Yeah, nonsense.
To claim that the system of government is a voluntary tax system. Well, we'll let him explain himself here, and we'll see what you think.
You don't want to pay your taxes? You don't have to?
Oh, of course you have to pay your taxes. But
well, the government will force you to pay, or they'll fine you or imprison you.
We have a voluntary system. The fact of the matter is that if when you pay your taxes, you see, in many other countries, it's not voluntary. For example, in many countries, the government makes sure that your employer takes out every penny. In many countries, don't file income tax returns.
We have withholding here, too, don't we?
Pardon me?
Withholding?
With some programs, yes. But I'm
this guy is so slimy and just so incoherent, his answers. He's just sort of slipping all over the place. He never really makes a coherent point about his claim that taxation is voluntary. What he ends up doing here is he slips into let's compare governments mode, where he talks about why his gang is better than the other gangs around the world. Well, the other gangs around the world, they do this and this and this to you, and we don't do that here in America. You'll hear more of that. So because this gang is somewhat less egregious in some ways than the other gangs, that makes this gang voluntary?
And what he's saying is essentially he's defending it by saying, in some countries they take your money from you at the employer level. 90% of Americans get their money taken from them at the employer level.
Sure do.
Are you saying that America is 90%, only 10% better than the rest of these countries?
And listen to the blow off that he gives Jan when Jan calls him on that. There's withholding, he says. Let me jump back a bit.
Many countries don't file income tax returns.
We have withholding here, too, don't we?
Pardon me?
Withholding?
With some programs, yes. But
with some programs?
He just... Zzz.
Yeah, what programs are you talking about? Like the IRS? Like the income tax?
Like everybody has withholding.
Yeah.
You either work...
Jerk.
You either own your own business, you don't work. Those are the only two ways to not get withholding.
You understand? You'll understand by the end of this clip that there is no hope to convince some people like this guy. This guy is so inculcated in his belief system about what this government is, and he probably believes it's voluntary. He's got this, you know, messed up way of explaining things, and whatever it is he's telling himself when he goes to bed at night is some sort of nonsense like this. Oh, we live in this great voluntary nation where you have to pay taxes, but that's okay because we're better than the other countries, and that's what makes us voluntary.
I'm talking about in some countries, European countries as an example. You don't file an income tax return. There is no need to because your employer takes all the money out. That's the difference between a voluntary and an involuntary system. You can't cheat and not pay your...
I'm curious. In the legalese, in the laws of this country, did they define voluntary differently? Is that what he's doing? Is
they do
he
it
talking,
all the time.
Is he talking about the legal definition of voluntary? Is there a different definition? Because in the world of legalese, you can take a regular English word and redefine it to mean something else. Did they redefine the term voluntary in legalese to mean that, well, because you can choose to fill out your own tax paperwork in America, that's a voluntary system? Otherwise, how could he possibly not understand? How could he possibly not agree with the interviewer when he suggests that, well, if you have to pay taxes, if you're being threatened, then it's not voluntary? How could you What? How could you continue telling yourself some different story? It seems so obvious to me. Continue here.
But I don't accept your phraseology that you forcibly take money from somebody else and give it to you know, that's the way it is on any program.
I mean, the
highway program is the same. We take money, we forcibly take money in your phraseology from people and build highways with it. Put people in the army.
So first he says he doesn't accept it. And then he goes on to admit that that's how it all works.
Yes. Well, everybody forces, taxes, so you can't say that it's forced taxes.
Isn't it crazy? Just the crazy rationale here is just nutso. That's why I wanted to play this for you, so you can understand, at least have some conceptualization of what goes on in these people's heads.
Well, that's how everybody does it. And that there's some validity to that particular argument, that that's the way government works, and that's
right.
How
and
it's done.
And then he tries to make it, then he brings up the roads and the army as though, I think he's presuming that everyone wants those things, and so it's okay to force you to pay for those things. He brings those up. Obviously, the interviewer doesn't agree, because he's on our side.
Can the taxpayer decide not to pay his taxes if he wants?
He can not pay his taxes.
What will happen?
He's subject to civil and criminal penalties.
They'll put him in jail. They use force against him. Everybody pays taxes under threat of jail or fine, under threat of force. In other words, you are forced to pay your taxes. Whether you fill out your form voluntarily or whether it's withheld by your employer, you don't have a choice on whether you can.
Harry Reid was an idiot for getting in this interview. By the way. it's a good thing that this didn't go anywhere, but
it's on YouTube.
It's well, yeah. I don't think that I don't know. It's not hitting the major public at this point.
No, of course not.
It
never will.
Yeah, bad idea. Politicians, don't go on where we can ask you questions like this because we are going to bake your little cherry pie.
But it's this kind of crap that is just so frustrating. It's discussions like this that make it so I don't ever want to talk to these politicians again. It harkens back to when I was talking with Molly Kelly, one of the senators here in New Hampshire, about the marijuana issue, and it took me minutes and minutes, and I asked her over and over again the same question about how does she feel about marijuana decriminalization, and she just beat around the bush and never answered the question. Absolutely. In fact, at one point, outright refused to answer the question. These people live in some bizarro fantasy land that...
Well, they think they help people. Don't you want your job to be to help people?
800-259-9231. There's more to the interview. We'll get with that and take your calls about whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle. Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's SACROWEDGY.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain, but just enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. Get on board for as little as $3 a month. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in that $3 a month, we take it in, reinvest it into the program, and get on more radio stations across the country. We also use it to outreach to internet listeners, get new internet listeners on board with the show as well. So it's a great program, and it's resulting in some great success in getting on more stations. We've got over 30 stations from coast to coast at this point. And I would say without the AMP program, we'd probably have less than 10.
I don't know. It's very difficult to say, but it's been helpful.
AMP has absolutely accelerated the growth of this show, and it makes a big difference for us. And you'll get perks, too. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. We continue the interview with this jackball, some Senator Harry Reid, I guess, from Nevada. He's some bigwig in D.C., apparently. Anyway, apparently some libertarian TV guy who hosts his own, cable access show, Jan Helfeld, or I'm being told it may be pronounced Jan, J-A-N, Jan Helfeld. Anyway, he got this guy to do an interview, and I don't know how he pulled this one off, but the dude actually sat with him and interviewed for a few minutes about taxation and its nature. Is taxation voluntary or not? Well, the interviewer takes the position that we would take, and that is that taxation is not voluntary because you are threatened with force if you do not comply. But those points just roll right off the back of this guy as he continues to just obfuscate and use doublespeak to talk about nonsense about how, well, it's voluntary taxation system because you get to choose to fill out your own paperwork instead of having all the businesses do the paperwork for you. You're choosing to do it yourself, so therefore it's voluntary. And that's that's a less obscure version of the explanation than he gave. And then he likes to also compare America's government with other governments to suggest that, well, America's voluntary because the other governments are more coercive. Apparently, the other governments are less desirable in some ways, so therefore our system is voluntary.
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, his position is absolutely.
He's not talking about
whether the nature of the system, what it is. He's just talking about the degrees to which the government will go. So he's not discussing whether it's a voluntary system.
Nope.
He's just saying we're not quite as bad as some other countries that
right.
take more.
Right. So you should be feeling
directly.
Great about that.
We won't drag you off to the gulag, and your parent and your family will never hear from you again. We'll just drag you off to the gulag, and you can talk to your family on the weekends.
Yeah, once in a while. Let me continue the interview here, and we'll continue listening to his nonsense.
Taxes that are going to be used for welfare programs, you can't make that choice.
Well, but the reason our system is called a voluntary tax system, and I recognize...
Because it's a lie.
Ultimately, yeah. You can't cheat in your taxes. But we have many provisions in the law they don't have in most countries. We have deductibility for home, interest
on mortgage. But that doesn't make it voluntary.
They don't have that in most
countries. That's his explanation, though, as to why.
But it's a lie. it's a misunderstanding of what the definition of voluntary means.
Yep.
For home, interest on mortgage payment. They don't have that in most countries. We have deductibility for certain excessive expenses as it relates to health, doctors, hospitals. We have all kinds of tax. Some people call them loopholes, but others would call them incentives for people to do business. And that's why you're not forced to pay certain taxes. There are ways... If you decide to buy a home...
You can decide not to pay taxes in the United States?
I really don't understand what you're trying to get at.
How stupid are you?
That's because he does not want to say, well, yes, of
right.
course you're forced to pay taxes.
Right.
And of course we'll put you in prison because
then he'd sound like a thug.
Right.
Right? That's a good point, Mark. So he does understand. He's just lying and claiming to not understand.
Yeah, I mean,
as though there's some sort of communication breakdown about the term voluntary and what it means.
I can't understand what you mean.
Which is what he started his conversation with. When he used the term voluntary, he started out by saying, well, I don't agree with your with where you're coming from.
Yeah, your premise is flawed.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Let me continue here.
The point of the matter
because
is...
Because you objected to my phraseology. You said that you say that the government isn't forcefully taking money from some people to provide welfare benefits to others. And in fact, that's what it's doing because all taxation is forceful. It's backed up by physical force. If you don't pay your taxes, the government will intervene with you forcefully. So you don't have a choice. It's not voluntary. You can't decide not to pay and not suffer a consequence. If you don't pay... You'll go to jail.
Well,
you're forced to pay.
You don't go to jail. Some people go to jail.
Wait. And he says two things at once. Listen to him. He says, you don't go to jail. And then right after that, he says, some people go to jail.
Pay. You'll go to jail.
Well,
you're forced to pay.
You don't go to jail. Some people go to jail. There are all kinds of civil penalties. If you don't pay your tax, you pay interest and you pay penalties. The fact of the matter is, our system is a voluntary system.
That's a fact. It's a fact that our system is voluntary.
What a scumbag. That's who you're dealing with when you call to talk to your representatives or senators at the
right.
national level.
A guy that can justify anything by simply deluding himself.
Just renaming terms, just redefining words. That's what they do.
It's voluntary because we make you fill out, we stand over you and make you fill out your tax forms, and we don't punish you in quite the same way that other countries do.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, politicians are good at telling people what they want to hear, so... That's how they keep getting reelected, even though they do things that many people disagree with. So it's not too much of a surprise that they can lie and
twist
words.
It's politicians that make it for me that I just can't stand the political system anymore. I've lost any hope. I've lost most hope for it. I think from a state level, this is why I'm for secession. I think from a state level, we can control our state politicians, but. On the national level, you just can't. There's too much money out there, and Americans are too busy.
And
how many
politicians, like this guy, go there?
Each American has to watch how many politicians. How many state representatives do I have here in Keene? Six?
Seven.
Seven. I've got to watch seven state representatives, one state senator.
Mm-hmm.
I've got two state senators and one state representative to watch, and the president. Those are all my politicians. Don't forget the city council.
I didn't vote for
the five at-large seats that are here and the one ward seat that are here. I have to watch. I forgot to mention the county officials. Now, are those the same as the state reps? Or
well, there's
some sit there and some
really.
Don't.
There's like
so I've got to watch the five county
right, and the sheriff.
Too.
And
what
all
is that?
That?
How many have I named? 15 elected officials I've got to watch here, and that's just the people that those are the legislative types. Like you said, there's executive types.
Yeah, what about all the bureaucrats?
I did mention the president. But, you know, there's the sheriff, and then there's the tax collector. There's the county attorney. Mm. There's the school board. I've got to watch all these people. How can I do it?
You can, and they know it. But at least here in New Hampshire, you know, most of the representatives are sort of bumpkins in that they, you know, they're not the professional slickster politicians. Most of the people
in New Hampshire. Well, that's because you talk to the local senator who is certainly, if not a bumpkin,
she's a slime bag.
She wouldn't answer your question either. She was worse at it than the Mr. Reed. Mr. Reed at least could fill the air with nonsense.
Right.
He could string words together that were, you know, he never
totally
at any point, you know, lost his cool.
Yeah.
Whereas she did. She's
I'm
not going to answer you. I hate you. Stop asking me these questions. So, you know, no different.
So, yeah, there is something to be said for more local, the ability to have more influence over local politics, but it's not saying much. It really isn't saying much. I think the political activists here in New Hampshire are going to have greater success than any libertarian activists have ever had anywhere else, but time remains to tell as far as how much success they will achieve. We'll see. This year will be interesting because this year, 2008, will mark the second year for many, many movers here to New Hampshire. Many people that have moved here as part of the Free State
Project. And the final year for the first 1,000 to arrive. That's why so many have been arriving is because we the first 1,000 was put together. We managed to pull it off. I and Jason Osborne from SACL CAI finished the first 1,000.
Mm, you did.
And, you know, they're coming. Some of them are coming. I don't know how many of the first 1,000 are going to show, but 750? Wouldn't that be great?
But a number of the movers who came here earlier than this year, a few years ago, are now qualified to run for State House. And so we probably are going to see more Free State Project members entering into the realm of politics from the election standpoint. And we'll see how they do.
Well, you know, I think that some of them are bound to get in. We've already gotten, at the very least, with three Free State Project members.
Right, and that means they can throw a wrench into the system and hold up some of the awful legislation, and that's a good thing. But
and Dennis Goddard says that we only need a couple dozen in there.
Yeah, but I share your frustrations, Mark. It's so slow going.
Secession is the only answer here.
Right, and I'm in favor of seceding Keene, New Hampshire.
I'm in favor of seceding my little plot of land.
I'm in favor of that, too. By the way, quick update here. Ron Paul, 32%. Precincts reporting in Pennsylvania, Ron Paul with 16% of the vote, which is, of course, only because not very many people are going out to vote, and the Paul people are overrepresented. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it. In precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.